I'll be reading the shorter version of today's gospel, if you're following along in your hymnals. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. He spat on the ground and made clay with saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent." So he went and washed, came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said it is, but others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on the Sabbath, so that when the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see, he said to them, "He put clay on my eyes and I washed. Now I can see." So some of the Pharisees says, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." Others say, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." They answered him and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you were trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus. The Gospels as a whole reveal that Jesus came as the Son of Man at a particularly dark time for the common people of Israel. Israel was under the oppression of the Roman Empire, with Pontius Pilate, the prefect of Judea, and a tyrannical Herod as king, and the corrupt leaders of the Sanhedrin, Caiaphas, and the chief priests, and Annas. All of these leaders were power hungry and only worried about themselves and their riches. And so life for the common person was miserable. Today's gospel shows the prevalence of darkness and evil in the Jewish world at the time of Christ, and perhaps even in our own society. Today's gospel begins with Jesus passing by a blind beggar and was asked by his disciples, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the work of God might be made visible through him." So Jesus healed the blind man by making clay with saliva and smearing it on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sin." So he went and washed and came back able to see. Now the people who knew the beggar beforehand said, "Isn't this the blind one who used to sit and beg?" Some said it is. Others says, "No, he just looks like him." The healer or the healed beggar says, "I am." So they brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. And the Pharisees asked the healed man how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, I wash, and now I see." Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on the Sabbath. So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others says, how can a sinful man do such signs? And there was division among them. So they said to the blind man again, what do you have to say about yourself, since he opened your eyes? The healed man said, he is a prophet. After this, the Pharisees said to the beggar, that the man who healed you is a sinner. The Pharisees knew Jesus was far superior to them, and they were jealous of him. The healed man replied, if he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see. Why do you keep asking? Do you want to become his disciples too? The question infuriated the Sanhedrin, because they knew that they were losing favor with the people, and this new rabbi could easily replace all of them with new leaders. And so they threw the beggar out of the synagogue in order to cover up their iniquities. When Jesus heard that they had thrown that beggar out, he came to the man with love and mercy and asked him, do you believe in the Son of Man? He said, I do believe, Lord. And he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, I came into the world for judgment, so that thou who do not see might see, and those who see might become blind. Today, the darkness of evil is creeping into our daily lives and homes at an ever-increasing rate. We are now in a great need of God's mercy as we watch each day go by with the destruction of our Judeo-Christian society. Dark times of Jesus while he was on earth is now upon us today. Money, power, entertainment, and honor seem to be the gods of our time. Fortunately, in the early part of the 20th century, Jesus once more called us, his flock, you and I, back to his divine mercy and his love in a personal way, so that those who did not see might see, and those who did see will become blind. To spear his new mission of mercy for today's world, he chose a young Polish girl named Helen Kowalski to spread his urgent call for repentance and prayer. This young girl was called to religious life during a vision of the suffering Christ. And on August 4th, 1925, she entered the Congregation of Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy and took the name as Sister Maria Faustina of the Most Sacred of the Most Blessed Sacrament. The 13 years she spent in the convent were filled with extraordinary gifts, such as visions and locutions of Mary and Jesus, a hidden stigmata she carried, participation in the Passion of Our Lord by locution. She could read human souls, something that Padre Pio was famous for, and the rare gift of mystical marriage with our Lord. Consumed by tuberculosis, Sister Faustina died at the age of 33 on October 5th, 1938. And she was canonized by Pope Paul II on April 20th, 2000. In our Lord's visit to St. Faustina, he made it very clear that his message of mercy is urgent, because the world needs his mercy in its preparation for his second coming. He said to Faustina, speak to the world of my mercy. It is a sign for the end times. After it will come the day of justice. You will prepare the world for my final coming. Tell souls about the great mercy of mine, because that awful day, the day of my justice, is near. Repeatedly, Jesus told St. Faustina he was offering sinners the last hope of salvation. No matter how great one's sin may be, he wants us to come back to him. But we must respond now And when he says the greatest sin, the common example that he'd use, somebody could have been the absolute worst sinner. Even to make Genghis Khan look like an altar boy. And by his mercy, could be saved. This is the breadth and depth of Jesus' mercy. Repeatedly, Jesus told St. Faustina in visions and locutions that he was offering sinners the last hope of salvation. No matter how great one's sin is, as I said, he will show you mercy. As he said to St. Faustina, while there is time, let's have recourse to my fount of mercy. He who refuses to pass through my door of mercy will pass through my door of justice. The Feast of Divine Mercy is celebrated every year on the Sunday after Easter, and holds great promise for all those who participate in the feast. As Jesus told St. Faustina, my daughter, tell the world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire for the Feast of Mercy to be a refuge and a shelter for all souls, especially the poor sinners. On that day, the very depth of my mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the font of my mercy. Jesus goes on to say, the soul that will go to confession, either 20 days before Divine Mercy Sunday or 20 days after, and receives Holy Communion on Divine Mercy Sunday, shall obtain complete forgiveness of sin and temporal punishment. Your soul will be as white as the day you were baptized. On the day, all the floodgates of my mercy open wide, and all graces flow from that unto us who are participating. Let no soul draw near or be fearful to draw near, even though their sins may be scarlet. Jesus tells us, my mercy is so great that no mind, whether it be of man or angel, will be able to fathom it throughout all eternity. Everything that exists has come from the depth of my most tender mercy. Every soul in its relationship to me will contemplate my love and mercy throughout all of eternity. The Feast of Mercy in marriage is from my very depth of tenderness. It is my desire that it should be solemnly celebrated on the first Sunday after Easter. And so, as one of the last things he said to Sister or Saint Faustina is, mankind will not have peace until it turns to my font of mercy. God bless.